The French director Agnès Varda was the only woman among the filmmakers of the French New Wave of the early 1960s. Over the years, she's won numerous international awards for such films as Cléo from 5 to 7, Vagabond, and The Gleaners and I, which are all available on DVD. Her latest film, an autobiographical documentary called The Beaches of Agnès, has been widely hailed as one of her finest. Our critic at large, John Power, says it provides a useful gateway to an important filmmaker's work and to thinking about our own lives.
Some filmmakers, like Orson Welles and Jean-Luc Godard, instantly announce their greatness. With others, the greatness becomes clear when you look back over their careers. Such is the case of Agnès Varda, the 81-year-old French director whose reputation just keeps growing. So does her body of work. At an age when most of us would be happy just to be breathing, she's making some of the best and most original movies of her life. Varda belongs to the astonishing era of French directors: Godard, René, Romer, Truffaut, Marker, Chabrol, Rivette, Malle, and her late husband Jacques Demy, for whom cinema was almost a religious idea. Varda has spent her whole life collecting images. It's her way of understanding the world. So it's only natural that when it came time to give us her autobiography, she'd do it on film. The movie's called The Beaches of Agnès, and it's a wonderful portrait of a full life. Smart, touching, sometimes unabashedly silly, as when Varda dresses up as a potato. She sifts through the diverse elements of her life, from her birth in Brussels in 1928, through the self-inventing moment when she changed her name from Arlette to Agnès, to her present-day status as an octogenarian grandmother and cinematic icon. Although few things could seem more narcissistic than an autobiography, Varda never slips into self-indulgence. She doesn't go all Mark Sanford in us, dishing up private details we don't really want to know. Instead, Varda teaches us how to understand our lives. We start not with our inner feelings, but with the people and places that matter to us. That's why the film brims with generous portraits of the people who matter to her. The bakers next door, filmmaker Chris Marker, even her Hollywood pal Zalman King, the softcore impresario behind the cringeful Red Shoe Diaries. She takes time to celebrate these people and many more, especially her beloved Demy, who made The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. Almost 20 years after his death, his name can still make her missed up. Looking back over the 55 years of Varda's film career, it's tempting to say that she's the most distinguished living woman filmmaker. But that would be to insult her with faint praise. She's one of the most distinguished filmmakers, period. Besides, such a gender-based designation locks her in a cinematic ghetto, the world of chick flicks and movies devoted to so-called women's issues, like abortion and raising kids, something Varda has largely tried to avoid. In 1977, she did make an overtly feminist feature, One Sings, the Other Doesn't, but frankly, it was pretty sappy. It actually said less about women's lives than the more oblique Cléo from 5 to 7, about a pop singer waiting to hear whether she has cancer, and Vagabond, the fierce tale of a young female drifter who burns too hot for our chilly world. Varda's deeply rooted feminism reveals itself mainly in her ferocious independence, in the way that she's always made the movies she's wanted to make, however personal or eccentric. As The Beaches of Agnès makes clear, Varda has a strong personality, and the result is one of the two best films currently in our theaters. It's worth noting that the other one, The Hurt Locker, a brilliant drama about bomb-defusing soldiers in Iraq, was also directed by a world-class woman filmmaker, Catherine Bigelow. She, like Varda, has followed her own interests, pointedly avoiding the female film ghetto. Among other things, nobody is better at action sequences than Bigelow. And nobody could be a better model for young filmmakers, female or male, than Varda. She began her career at 26 by daring to make a film about her hometown, even though she knew almost nothing about movies. And she's ending her career enlivened by the same youthful curiosity about the world around her. Near the beginning of The Beaches of Agnès, Varda tells us that she's, quote, playing at being an old lady. Though she's kidding, she's actually right. At 81, the playful Varda remains one of the youngest filmmakers around.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. He reviewed Agnès Varda's new film, The Beaches of Agnès. It opened in New York and L.A. and will open in select cities beginning in August. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.